Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping straight into something pretty urgent, a critical cybersecurity threat that's, well, it's been moving fast. We're talking about Microsoft's emergency response to these tool shell attacks targeting SharePoint. So our mission today for you listening is really to pull back the curtain on these specific vulnerabilities. We've got CVE 2025-5377 and CVE 2025-53771. We need to figure out what they actually are, why they're frankly so dangerous, and then, you know, the really important part, the steps you need to take, both immediately and for the long haul, to protect your critical systems. And this isn't just a small thing. We're hearing over 54 organizations confirmed compromised worldwide.
Yeah, across multiple sectors too. Hmm. Finance, government, healthcare, it's broad.
That really underlines the risk, doesn't it? And how attractive these exploits are. Okay, let's unpack this. So the alarm bells are definitely ringing. Microsoft pushing out urgent security updates for SharePoint, out of band updates.
Right, outside the usual schedule. That tells you something straight away.
Exactly. This isn't your standard patch Tuesday. It feels like an emergency footing. What's so telling about this response?
Well, what's fascinating, I think, is just the sheer speed. Not just that the patches were released, but how urgently they were required. This isn't some theoretical, maybe exploit down the line.
Yeah.
Cyber criminals are actively using these flaws right now, hitting dozens of organizations. That active exploitation, that's what forced this immediate response from Microsoft. And really, it requires an immediate response from anyone running SharePoint.
And this whole tool shell thing, it actually started getting attention a bit earlier, didn't it, back in May?
That's right. At the Pwn2Own hacking competition in Berlin.
Ah, okay. So researchers first showed off an exploit chain there called tool shell.
Exactly. And what they showed was, well, pretty impressive from an exploit perspective. They achieved complete remote code execution on SharePoint servers. Full control, basically.
Oh.
It was a stark demonstration of, you know, how exposed things could be. Put SharePoint squarely on the radar for security teams. That really set the stage for what we're seeing now.
Okay, so Pwn2Own happens. Microsoft issues patches in July. You'd think that would be it, right?
You would hope so.
But here's where it gets really interesting and maybe a bit scary. While Microsoft did address those original flaws in their July patch Tuesday, the attackers adapted, like, incredibly quickly.
Almost immediately.
So if they can pivot that fast to bypass a brand new patch, what does that really tell us? Is this like a new level of attacker agility we need to worry about?
I think it absolutely highlights that constant cat and mouse game in cybersecurity. It's relentless. What happened was attackers found and started exploiting two more zero-day flaws. Those are the CVEs you mentioned earlier, CVE 2025-53770 and CVE 2025-53771.
The new ones.
Right. And these effectively bypassed the July patches. That let them kick off this global attack campaign that's hit all those organizations. It's like you patch one hole in the roof, but the storm gets worse and suddenly water's pouring in from two new spots.
Okay, let's dig into these two new vulnerabilities a bit more then. CVE 2025-53770 and CVE 2025-53771. They sound like pretty significant gaps. We're talking unauthorized remote code execution, giving attackers potentially admin access.
That's the core of it. Substantial control over the compromised systems. The attack itself seems to exploit some specific weaknesses in how SharePoint handles certain requests. And what makes them particularly dangerous, as you said, is that they get around the existing security measures, the ones just put in place. Microsoft's advisory even says these new emergency patches give more robust protections. So CVE 2025-5370 fix is meant to be stronger than the earlier CVE 2025-49770 fix.
Okay.
And CVE 2025-53701 is an improvement on the CVE 2025-49706 protection.
So they're fixes, almost.
In a way. But if you think about the bigger picture, finding these after the initial fixes went in, that takes a really deep understanding of SharePoint's internals, how it processes requests. It strongly suggests, you know, highly experienced attackers, people who really know SharePoint inside and out. This isn't casual hacking.
Right. And given that active exploitation, the immediate actions are just non-negotiable, aren't they?
Absolutely paramount.
Organizations have to prioritize installing these out-of-band updates like yesterday. There's really no time to sit on this.
Couldn't agree more. Specifically, for SharePoint Server 2019, you need to install KB500-2754. That's the knowledge base number.
KB500-2754 for 2019. Got it.
And if you're on SharePoint Subscription Edition, the update you need is KB500-2768.
Okay, KB500-2768 for Subscription Edition. But what about SharePoint Enterprise Server 2016? Are those users just stuck for now?
Unfortunately, yes. At this moment, updates for 2016 are still pending. They haven't been released yet.
Oof.
Yeah, which creates this really dangerous window of vulnerability. Organizations still on 2016 are definitely at significant risk until Microsoft gets those patches out.
So what should they be doing in the meantime?
Extra vigilance. Implement additional monitoring, tighten up
Yeah.
access controls wherever possible. It's like, putting up temporary barriers while you wait for the permanent fix. Sandbagging, basically.
Yeah.
And you mentioned patching is just the first phase. That's a really key point, isn't it? People often stop there.
They do. And it's a mistake here.
So after you install the correct patch, what's the absolute next step?
Right. Patching is critical, but it's only step one. There's more you have to do to be fully protected.
Okay, so after the patch, there's this mandatory machine key rotation process. Sounds important. How do you actually do that?
There are two main ways. If you're comfortable with PowerShell, you can just run the update SP machine key cmdlet in the SharePoint management shell.
Okay, PowerShell option.
Or you can do it through the GUI, through central administration. You navigate to monitoring, then review job definitions, find the machine key rotation job, and just hit run now.
Got it. Central admin option too.
But crucially, and don't skip this, after that rotation job finishes, you must restart the IIS web services on all your SharePoint servers.
How do you do that?
Just run isreset.exe from an elevated command prompt on each server.
Right. ICE reset. So patch, rotate keys, then reset ICE. Don't forget that last one. It's like locking the door properly after fixing the window.
Exactly. And beyond patching and rotating keys, you also need to figure out if you've already been hit. Have they gotten in before you patched?
How can you tell?
The main giveaway, the primary indicator of compromise, is finding a specific malicious file. It's located at cprogr1-1micros, Webster 116 template layouts, spinstall0.aspx.
Okay, that's a very specific path. I'll repeat that. cpro1-1micros, Webster 116 template layouts, spinstall0.aspx.
If you find that file, spinstall0.aspx, anywhere, that's a red flag. It means they likely succeeded, and you need to launch a full investigation immediately.
Okay, look for that file. Are there other signs? Maybe in logs?
Yes, definitely check your logs, specifically your IIS logs. Look for suspicious post requests. They'll be targeting layouts 15toolpane.aspx.
Coolpaint.spx.
Right. And look for specific parameters with that request, like display mode edit in ANA, toolpane.spx. Also check PX. That's another strong indicator.
So specific POST requests to toolpane.aspx with certain parameters and a cygnet.aspx referrer. Those are the breadcrumbs.
Exactly. They're the digital footprints.
And what about tools like Microsoft 365 Defender? Can they help here?
Yes, good point. If you're using Defender, it actually has some specialized queries built in now. They're designed specifically to look for the creation of that spinstall.dolgello.aspx file across your environment. So that can automate some of the detection work for you.
Okay, so let's say you find that file or the suspicious log entries. What's the immediate first step? Panic.
Well, try not to panic, but act fast. First, isolate the affected server from the network. Contain the threat.
Cut it off.
Then you absolutely need to conduct a comprehensive security investigation and treat any confirmed compromise very seriously, assuming it could be an advanced persistent threat, an APT.
Meaning they might be trying to stay hidden long term.
Precisely. Well-resourced attackers often dig in deep. So your investigation needs to be thorough. Analyze network traffic, comb through system logs, look at user activity patterns, everything. And don't just look at the SharePoint server itself. Because these tool shell attacks seem sophisticated, there's a real risk of lateral movement.
They could have moved to other systems on the network.
Exactly. So your security team needs to assess the entire network infrastructure. Check access logs everywhere, look for unusual traffic patterns between systems, verify system integrity on connected machines. Assume the breach might be wider than just SharePoint until you prove otherwise.
Right. So, zooming out a bit,
Yeah.
what does this whole incident mean for the bigger picture, for cybersecurity strategy moving forward? What are the lasting lessons here?
Well, it's definitely a stark reminder about patch management, isn't it? The need for really robust processes. Organizations probably need to look hard at their update procedures, especially for critical systems like SharePoint. Maybe even consider more aggressive patching timelines.
Faster patching for critical stuff.
Yeah. And it absolutely screams for better monitoring. Enhanced detection. The speed these guys bypass the first patch. It shows you need advanced threat detection that can potentially spot zero-day activity before it fully succeeds, not just react after the fact.
And the sheer number of victims, 54 confirmed and counting across so many sectors.
Right. It shows these attacks aren't picky. If you're running a vulnerable SharePoint version, you're potentially a target. Doesn't matter if you're finance, government, healthcare, whatever.
And the global scale of it, does that suggest who might be behind this?
It points towards pretty sophisticated coordination. Could be state-sponsored actors or at least highly organized, well-funded cybercriminal groups. It definitely raises the stakes.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just fighting script kiddies here. These are organized adversaries.
Yeah, it's definitely complex. And navigating this, especially during an active attack, it can be overwhelming for internal teams, right? Sometimes you need outside help.
For sure.
What kind of specialized services can organizations turn to in a crisis like this?
There are definitely specialists out there who can help. They offer things like immediate emergency patch deployment, just getting those critical updates rolled out fast and correctly.
Okay, rapid patching help.
Then there's ongoing security monitoring specifically for SharePoint, using advanced tools to watch for any suspicious activity 24/7.
Continuous monitoring.
Comprehensive security assessments are also really valuable. Auditing everything, your configuration, access controls, patch levels, how SharePoint integrates with other systems to get a full picture of your risk.
Like a deep health check.
Exactly. And if the worst happens, incident response teams can come in quickly to contain the breach and do that deep forensic investigation we talked about. Beyond emergencies, some offer full patch management services, handling the whole lifecycle, from testing updates to deploying them, and even SharePoint hardening services, going beyond the basics to really lock down the configuration with advanced security settings.
Okay, lots of potential support there. So let's try to quickly recap this deep dive on the tool shell attacks. Bottom line, these are critical 0 days, CVE 2025-537-7 and 537-M1. They're being actively exploited right now globally. Key takeaways for you: patch immediately if you're on SharePoint 2019, KV5002754, or subscription edition, KV5002768. Don't forget the follow-up steps, machine key rotation, and the ISI reset. Absolutely critical. If you're on SharePoint 2016, stay vigilant, monitor closely, implement extra controls while you wait for patches. And everyone needs to be looking for those indicators of compromise, especially that spinstall.spx file, and be ready for a full network-wide investigation if you find anything.
Absolutely. And maybe a final thought to leave you with. This whole incident really underscores that even with rapid patches, the game keeps changing. Cyber threats evolve constantly. It suggests that the real long-term defense isn't just about reacting faster, but about continuous vigilance, a truly proactive security posture. So the question really becomes, how does this change the way organizations need to think about, prioritize, and invest in their IT security, especially when facing adversaries who are clearly this agile and this determined?